There was immediate action after ASIO reported to Prime Minister Albanese that Iran was conclusively behind a number of anti-Semitic attacks in Australia, in particular the bombing of the synagogue in Melbourne and the Continental Bakery in Sydney. The embassy in Tehran was evacuated and the Iranian ambassador and three staff were also made persona non grata and told to leave. I asked Assistant Foreign Affairs Minister Matt Thistlethwaite to respond to criticism that the overseas actors we were told about after the attacks in Sydney and Melbourne were probably orchestrated from Iran and action should have been taken earlier.
Well, the government took the advice of ASIO and they were investigating some anti-Semitic attacks that occurred late last year. And when they'd gathered enough credible evidence to reach a conclusion that the Iranian government had directed at least two attacks, the Albanese government acted straight away. And we've acted to expel the Iranian ambassador, and we're making moves to legislate to list the Iranian Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organisation.
So there's three other embassy staff which have also been expelled. Would they have been involved in intelligence activities?
Well, they've been expelled as part of the delegation. We leave those sort of things to ASIO. They advise the government and we make decisions based on their advice. But any foreign interference, particularly interference that jeopardises the lives of Australians, as these two attacks did, is completely unacceptable. And that's why we have strong foreign interference laws and that's why this government acted so quickly.
The Revolutionary Guard has been around since the Iranian Revolution. Why is it now that we've decided that it's a terrorist organisation?
Well, because we've now gathered credible evidence that they've been involved through operatives in working to create fear, stoke internal divisions and erode social cohesion in Australia. And
has it got more power in Iran, do you think, now than it did before?
Well, I mean, it's certainly been around for quite a while. It's well known that it's been involved in activities and foreign interference throughout the Middle East, but we won't tolerate any foreign interference by that organisation or by any foreign government in Australia.
Are you looking at the firebombing of the children's centre that was in your electorate, and is that something that could have been linked to the Iranian activities?
Well, there's still investigations going on into that. I'm in contact regularly with local police from the Eastern Beaches Local Area Commander. They're keeping me appraised of that. In terms of further attacks and evidence linking Iranians to those, ASIO, the Director General, did make some comments yesterday. We'll await further advice from them, but there are further investigations going on.
It was close to a synagogue, wasn't it? They could have been people that were paid and made a mistake.
Yeah, that was the attack on the All About Children Centre in Maroubra. It was basically next door to the Mount Sinai Synagogue in Maroubra. And of course, there was anti-Semitic spray painting on the wall of the childcare centre. When that occurred, the Prime Minister and the Premier were there with me on the morning. And I expressed the shock and horror on behalf of our community. And the childcare centre is being rebuilt as we speak. So hopefully that'll be up and running very, very soon and things will return to normal for those families.
I understand that with the Australian Embassy in Tehran, that action was taken earlier to ensure that all of the staff were safe prior to this announcement that the Prime Minister made yesterday. How were the Australian Embassy staff evacuated from Tehran?
Yeah, that's correct. Before we made this announcement and before we expelled the Iranian ambassador, we made sure that the Australian diplomatic staff based in Tehran were safe. So those staff and their families were evacuated to a third country the day before we made the announcement.
What sort of reactions do you think we might get from Tehran and its allies?
Well, Tehran's and their representatives have already responded. We don't worry too much about that. What we worry about is keeping Australians safe. And that's why we've taken these strong actions. It's the first time since World War II that Australia has expelled a foreign ambassador. I think that that highlights the seriousness of this issue. We will not accept at all any acts of aggression orchestrated by a foreign nation on Australian soil.
And finally, look, I understand there are still Australian citizens in Iran. If they are in trouble, what embassy should they go to? Like, who's representing us?
Well, we've had a warning to Australians for well over 12 months now not to travel to Iran, and that it was unsafe. And there are some people who are Australian that are working and living in Iran, and we'd advise them to contact the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade through the Smart Traveller website or through the phone numbers listed there to get advice. But our advice remains the same, that they should return home to Australia as quickly as possible.
Foreign Affairs and Trade Assistant Minister Matt Thistlethwaite speaking with me there.